today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You got 2 minutes and 15 seconds, all right? Be patient. Work for the good shot. Got it?
Come on.
Team! Let's go, guys. Come on. Let's go, Scott. Let's go. Scott. God wants you on the floor.
All right, welcome to this special Sunday episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. It is a Rockin' the Suburbs sports break. We're talking about the 70s Album Madness tournament bracket thing that we have going on. We've had going on for quite some time over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/suburbspod. Vote there daily, matchups daily. Anyway, if you haven't participated to this point, well, then just tune out now because... you're dead to us. All right. Let's move on here with me today. We're so excited he's feeling better. Patrick Foster. How you doing, Patrick?
Good. I'm doing much better. Thank you for including me in this countdown / preview.
Of course. Absolutely. So you've, I'm sure, been following all of as it's been unfolding.
I have been, and I'm already starting to get that dreaded feeling of what am I going to do when it's not going on every day?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And then, of course, in addition to Patrick, we also have ace analysts, Jason Goble. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
And Bill Mulligan. Hey, Bill.
Hey, I'm back and ready to go.
All right. So let's see here. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to break down the results from the Sweet 16, and then we're going to look ahead to the Elite Eight. That's how that works. 16 divided by 2 is 8. I learned that from... mathematician Bill here. All right. So here's the thing about the Sweet 16 results before we get into each region. Let's see. Only two number ones survived the Sweet 16, and only one number two survived the Sweet 16. So we saw a few more upsets here. And I also say, although there were some lopsided results, many of these were very, very close votes, and we'll get to that in a moment here. So let's start here in Region A. Let's start with the closest of close votes. This one went into overtime. Yes, folks, when the time was up on the results, it was tied. And so we just waited until one more vote was cast. And so it was just basically a sudden death overtime. That was the winner. Here's how it worked out. The Ramones, a 5 seed, ended up slaying Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon 73-72 in overtime.
Well, let me start as your New York City correspondent that the city is definitely a buzz. You know, we've had problems in the city this year and last couple of years, but like 1978 when the Bronx was burning and Son of Sam was running amok, the Ramones have become the Yankees of New York City and added excitement to kind of taking our mind off this a little bit. Though I will say one thing. I happen to get a text from the guy who runs John Varvatos' store at 315 Bowery, which was the former home of CBGB's. And apparently there's a massive punk rockers, old and new, that keep on congregating outside the store, asking when the music restarts. Apparently, one of them said, you know, we can rock and roll high school this place. So there is a little bit of concern at the Varvato store. But for the most part, New York City is very happy. I guess in terms of analysis, look, first off, it was exciting because I don't think any of us knew what you guys were going to do if it went to OT. So at least we got to learn what exactly OT happens at the end of the day. And then, you know, I think from the early results, Dark Side of the Moon was we thought was maybe a soft number one based on how they had done against New York Dolls. I thought they may have righted ship a little bit against Devo because I thought Devo may have had enough to take him out. Bill, you said last time that it was going to take an extraordinary album to take out Dark Side of the Moon, and apparently it was four kids from Forest Hills that had that extraordinary album that managed to knock off Dark Side.
All right, yes, it was super exciting matchup. We're going to see a few of those, I think, throughout this Sweet 16. All right, also in Region A, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, the number two seed, defeated Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, the three seed. And that result there was 70-59.
Well, I went against Bruce on this one. You know, as Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, one of my favorite albums of all time. And, you know, when Stevie toured behind it, I think about 5-6 years ago, I definitely made sure to get a ticket to it. That having been said, look, Born to Run is the album that basically cemented Springsteen and E Street Band into the mainstream and the pantheon of great rock and rollers. So, that having been said, I'm not upset by the victory, his victory, and probably also deserved at the end of the day.
All right. Moving on to Region B. Here's one where a number one seed just barely survived. That number one is Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, beating Elvis Costello's My Aim is True by one vote, 73-72.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way you can object, as it were, to Rumors advancing. But I will note that Costello's two losses were by a combined four votes. And I think we may see that rare occurrence where the tournament MVP is actually not from the champion. So
gotta go back to some play by play at the end of the end of this contest. Basically 4 seconds on the clock, John McVie passing it to Christine McVie, who passes it to Stevie Nicks, who floats in the air like the white winged dove and slams it home. Elvis Costello arguing vehemently with the referee, saying that there had to be some traveling in there, but no, it was all Stevie floating through the air. Rumors advances.
Fantastic. That's more exciting than the actual basketball tournament, right? That call right there. All right. Let's see. Also in Region B, this is where a number two seed was eliminated. That two seed was the Sex Pistols, Never Mind the Bollocks. Taking that album out was the mighty Led Zeppelin IV, as we discussed, perhaps underseeded as a three. Led Zeppelin wins that matchup 70-52.
Got to go with the Zeppelin monolith. You know, it's what I said on the last one. You know, notwithstanding the fact that, again, Never Mind the Bollocks, you know, basically established punk rock here and in the world. You know, essentially that Led Zeppelin album is 8 songs strong, and it was going to be hard for the Sex Pistols, in my opinion, to compete. And which, again, it's 18 points. It wasn't a blowout, but Zeppelin does win handily.
Yeah, and it definitely busted my bracket because I did have the Sex Pistols Ramones final, which I was really looking forward to actually happening. One thing I think that's really interesting about these two brackets that we just talked about, on one side, you know, you had Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, which was a much bigger seller, at least at the time, than Born to Run. And, you know, the same thing with Dark Side of the Moon, obviously a massive commercial album, yet the Ramones was able to advance against that. However, on the other side here, it was the opposite, right? The two big commercial albums actually won out over albums you might think were more critically acclaimed or more I don't know, influential, at least in some degree. So I thought that was an interesting balance, you know, between the two. It wasn't like all the commercial albums or all the, you know, the more critically acclaimed or influential albums have advanced. So it definitely shows the broad taste of our listening audience.
Good point. Bill, did you have something?
I was just going to say that, not to take anything away from the Sex Pistols, but this was definitely, I think, concept versus execution. And in this case, the execution is what got it done. So.
All right. Okay, moving on to Region C. This one, we had another number one, Bow Out. That number one was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, falling to Rolling Stone's Sticky Fingers. Only 4 votes difference, 68 to 64.
Going into the tournament, I think we had said Marvin Gaye was potentially the soft number one. And I'm doing the quote sign because it's obviously a great album. But I think we all picked that this would be the region where the number one would not advance. Can't remember, Jim, if you picked What's Going On or not. But I thought maybe somebody did. But I think... I know, like, I think 3 of us at least, or maybe all 4, picked a seed other than the number one coming out of this one. Again, Sticky Fingers was my pick to come out of here. It's close, but Sticky Fingers lives to play another day.
All right. And then, Patrick, avert your eyes here on the other matchup in this region. The number 2 seed, Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks, also eliminated, and this one wasn't even close. The Clash debut takes out Dylan 80 to 52. I think we all said before how surprised we are, I think, at the strength of the Clash in this tournament.
Yeah, there was no blood on the Clash in this matchup. They easily took it, and it's definitely a contrast in styles here, you know, without a doubt. Sort of a mid-period comeback Dylan album, melancholy with lots of songs about failed romances up against this incredible youthful energy of the Clash. And I guess we know which our audience prefers.
I also thought, Pat, that Dylan would advance here. Maybe more fandom than... logic, but yeah, the Clash right now, definitely one of the strongest teams or strongest albums still playing.
All right, and then finally in Region D, this one, a number one seed advanced and pretty easily. That number one is The Who with Who's Next, taking out the Cars debut album. That score was 87 to 38.
Well, last round we called the Who's Next as the, or at least me and Bill did, I think, the overall number one seed. They are certainly playing like that at this point. You know, admittedly, it's a powerhouse versus, you know, a strong album, but not a powerhouse, in my opinion. And, you know, that probably also helped The Who get the 87 votes and, you know, get into the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I mean, it got the highest vote total of anybody in this round. So this result doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Okay, and then the last matchup here from the Sweet 16, this one was really, really close. I was watching in real time just a couple of days ago, and... it was back and forth. It was tight. It was tied at times, many lead changes. One of those just, you know, awesome, tight, thrilling games. But in the end, the number 3 seed, David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, was victorious over the number 2 seed, Rolling Stone's Exile on Main Street, by a score of 64 to 62.
Look, I realize your commentator is not supposed to be biased, but wham, bam, thank you, man. Ziggy Stardust pulling it off. And again, that's no knock against Exile on Main Street. I love Exile on Main Street, but I'm a huge Bowie fan. Like you, Jim, I was going back and forth to the Facebook page. When I went to bed last night, I saw, I think it was like a 3-vote margin. I admittedly said a little prayer last night that Facebook potentially broke. Luckily for you Facebook fans or people post regularly, it didn't break. So you guys still had access to your Facebook. But Ziggy holding on and managing to get into the Elite Eight.
I'm just surprised to hear that Jason Goble actually sleeps. I thought in there in Manhattan on a Friday night, he'd be up all night. I mean, when you say go to bed, you're talking like, you know, 6 a.m, right?
That's right.
Yes, but you know what? When David Bowie wins, I'll pivot to an artist that's not in this countdown or not in this tourney. Birds up in the sky. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And Jason Goble is feeling good today.
It looked, you know, for when I was looking at this matchup, I thought that the Stones were going to be the only artist to have 2 albums in the Elite Eight. But the sheer force of Ziggy's personality denied the Stones from achieving that feat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, now, here's what we're going to do. Let's look ahead to the Elite Eight, and let's just start here with the one we just talked about, because it is such a tasty matchup now. In the Elite Eight, you will have who's next going up against Ziggy Stardust. What do you guys think about that one?
Well, look, I'll say this. The Who is potentially the number one seed in the entire tournament and the Monster. But yesterday, Dr. Bob led the rallying call for David Bowie yesterday. I will take the mantle today and say to you guys and the rest of the community who's thinking, how can I vote against the Who? I'll say to you all, oh, no, no, no. You're not alone in thinking this is one of the best concept albums ever. Oh, no, no, no. You're not alone in thinking that Townsend tried to put the Lifehouse concept together and basically decided to abort it and basically just put 9 great songs on Who's Next. Oh, no, no, no. You're not alone in basically saying that this is the album that turned David Bowie into mere curiosity, into a mythical legend, and say, grab my hand as we join together and turn and put Ziggy Stardust into the Final Four. Little Rock and Suicide was my attempt there.
Wow. All right. He's got Ziggy going to the final. Can Bowie, you know, take out another just huge, you know, classic rock favorite? We'll see. We'll see. Right. You guys, any other thoughts on this matchup?
I just say, you know, to be honest, at this point, everybody deserves to be here. Everybody's a worthy competitor. And in this matchup and in the other 4-3 as well, I just hope that both teams have fun.
All right. Now, let's move up here to Region A, and that Elite Eight matchup will be Born to Run versus Ramones. Classic New York area, you know, 70s rock, right?
Classic matchup. This is back when Bruce was wearing a lot of leather, too, leather jackets. So it's going to be a heavily leather-jacketed crowd, I would imagine. You got to wear a leather jacket or you can't get into this one. Torn jeans would help too. Yeah. Torn jeans and a leather jacket.
Seems like it'd be a pretty friendly matchup. I know it wasn't for exactly Born to Run. It was a little bit later on, but Bruce did write a song that he wanted the Ramones to record.
Yep.
They then did not end up recording that song, and he did, and it became like his biggest chart hit in the US with a chart single hit with Hungry Heart. So
yeah, there you go. That's right. It's interesting too. I think even though their music, it doesn't sound anything alike, their influences were actually pretty close. Yeah. You know, both of them loved that early you know, doo-wop and early Atlantic Records, all those kind of singles and all that Phil Spector stuff. So yeah, that girl makes it groups, very interesting too.
Girl groups and that kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think you said it right, Jim. It's going to be, you know, once they step onto the court, no love will be lost between the teams. But afterwards, there'll be hugs and handshakes, I think. That's They'll right. go out for a few beers somewhere.
All right. So I would ask Bill, is this the exceptional album that could take out Born to Run?
I think it is. I think it is. I think the Ramones, after that overtime win, are a finely honed, I don't want to use the word weapon, but they're finely honed. Nice edge to them, and I think they're going to be able to cut through Born to Run.
Well, I'll say this. If you're assembling a basketball team, you do need good nicknames. you know, not only Bruce, just the single name Bruce, but the Professor, Roy Batain, Mighty Max Weinberg, the Big Man. And I think he was only on a couple of the tracks, but Little Steven. I think Born to Run... And we said it was potentially polarizing, but I do think Born to Run gonna have enough to sneak through. And E Street Band are pulling out of this bracket for the win.
All right, one last thing on this though. This is a big consideration. I don't know if the site yet has been picked for this. So I think it depends. Is it going to be at CBGB's or at the Stone Pony?
Mm-hmm. Great point.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's move on to Region B. And man, this one is a clash of 70s Titans for sure. Two of the best-selling albums ever, right?
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors versus Led Zeppelin 4. What do you think, guys?
Look, Led Zeppelin is a powerhouse. But I'm going to go with the album I picked at the beginning of the tournament. I mean... You know, the amount of hits on Rumors, and I know, like, basically, and admittedly, I know that may cause some, cause a little, potentially a knock against it, meaning that I think I've seen some of the Facebook comments that basically have kind of potentially dismissed that. And I'll just go a step further. You want mysticism. I realize Robert Plant is the poster child, but there's plenty of mysticism in Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac itself. You want a great guitarist. I realize Jimmy Page may be the standard bearer, but Lindsey Buckingham, definitely no slouch. And finally, you want a great drummer. I realize John Bonham may be the standard bearer, but Mick Fleetwood, a fabulous drummer in his own right. I'm going with Rumors here.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how it bears on the outcome of this contest, but I think this is the one matchup where, I mean, these are two blue bloods.
Yeah.
This is Kentucky versus Duke. For each of these albums, the predecessor album hit number one in the United States. So there are no upstarts in this bracket.
Yeah, and, you know, what I sometimes do with these games where, you know, it's a very close matchup between two, you know, really good teams, I say, like, okay, well, if you were making a combined team out of these two, you know, which players from each side would make it? But if you're putting one single album together from, you know, the 11 songs on Rumors versus the 8 songs on Led Zeppelin 4, I think Rumors is definitely going to have the majority of those songs on there. Mm. I mean, you know, there's a few on Led Zeppelin 4, even though I like, you know, Four Sticks, Battle of Evermore. You know, I think Rumors is going to have the majority of those songs.
Interesting. All right. All right. Let's round things out here with the matchup in Region C. You have the upstart, the Clash debut going up against Sticky Fingers.
Look, I hate to do it, but I guess if you're a Clash fan, I think every time if I actually pick you right now, it may be bad luck for you guys. So I'm going to stick with my pick, which was Sticky Fingers. I, again, I, you know, when you put tournament together. I realize Exile is probably the more prestigious and more critically ranked, but I like the mostly, you know, you're getting the countryish feel with songs like Dead Flowers. You're getting the gritty with songs like Brown Sugar and Can't You Hear Me Knockin'. To me, Sticky Fingers has always been the quintessential Stones album for me. As I said, I will not be surprised if it doesn't get there, but Sticky Fingers has my vote on midweek when this one, I think, is up.
This one is interesting to me in the sense that, have you ever, you know, like during these tournaments, you have a team that you're rooting for or your favorite or something like that, and they get knocked out. And then you sort of have a choice like, okay, the team that knocked my team out, do I want them to lose in the next match by like 50 points, or do I want them to go on a run? And right. Then you can say, oh, at least we lost to a team that went all the way, right, you know, or went to the finals. So that's kind of how I'm feeling about the Clash now. They knocked Dylan out. I'm going to ride them. Let's go, guys, all the way. They can do it.
All right. Well, people, get out there and vote on our Facebook page. It'll start with today's matchup, which will be that Ramones and Springsteen matchup. We'll start today and then every day for the next 4 days. And then we will convene again at the analyst desk and go over the Elite Eight results and then look ahead to the Final Four. All right. Any last thoughts, guys?
Just want to thank everybody that's participated. The engagement, it's been great. And I think that's led to some of the closeness of these matches. So I can't wait to see how many votes and how close it is on these next four rounds of games.
Yeah, it's been extremely tight for a bunch of these. And I mean, I think looking at what's left, it's, again, to emphasize what was just said, you better vote, because I think every vote will make a difference. So don't be waking up the next morning and saying, oh, my one vote could have sent my album into the Final Four.
So true. So
absolutely
true.
Right.
Yep.
And we're also at the point in this tournament, or we have been for a little while now, where it seems like every day somebody puts a comment on the Facebook that says, this is the toughest matchup yet. So, all right. So one last thing before we go, I want to make a plug here for Suburbs Fest. Suburbs Fest this year will be in Rockford, Illinois, June 20th through the 22nd. Three nights of entertainment. I was going to say quality entertainment, but you be the judge on that. Three nights of entertainment. No, it'll be great fun. It'll be great fun. We will convene there, and everyone's welcome to come and hang out. All the events are free, so just, you know, come hang out with us. It's going to be at Pig Minds Brewing in the Rockford area. There's information at suburbspod.com/fest. We can get all the information on the different events we're going to have, as well as hotel discount rate and some travel information, how to get to Rockford. And it's just going to be great fun. We hope to see you there, and we hope that you will buy us beer. Those are our hopes.
That's right. And if you do plan on coming, practice your push-ups. You might need them.
Oh, that's is that meant for Jason?
It is.
Yes. I'll be honest. I haven't been taking the HGH regularly, unfortunately. So, you know what? Maybe one on a knee, but you know what? I'm proud enough to admit that. So we're not there or whatever. But yeah, maybe you know what? Maybe one on a knee.
All right. Definitely counts.
That counts absolutely. All right.
Oh, good. I started to feel I may not fit in.
No. I don't think that was the implication at all. In fact, I would say
not at all.
I would say men who can't do push-ups probably fit in better with this group than the other way around. Yeah.
And I can't do one unless I've had at least four beers. So I'll put it that way. I couldn't do one right now. Yeah. That's for sure.
All right. Let's get out of here. This is great fun. On behalf of, well, Patrick's here. So on behalf of Shadow. Thanks again, and go out and vote, and we'll talk to y'all later. And thanks, Bill and Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, everybody. Hey.
Slim Jim Mulligan. That's what I call him.
He is getting quite thin.
He is
getting quite thin, but that's a matter for a different podcast. All right.
That's right.